Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to House of Black Gospel Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Freddie Howard. We want to welcome you to House of Black Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Place's annual conference. This is held April the 28th and the 29th. It was concluded today, this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Tonight we are going to talk a little bit about Pacers, what Pacers is, and all information in regards to Pacers and how you can get involved in Pacers. Pacers is an association of small rural Alabama public schools, communities. For more than two decades, it has developed and implemented educational programs and approaches that have linked learning to places. For two decades, has developed and implemented education programs and approaches that have linked learning to places. Pacers work has been recognized nationally and internationally. Pacers, in conjunction with the Alabama Department of Education, established the Alabama Online High School and Foreign Language Outreach Institute, FLOI, and the Alabama State Department of Education established the AOHS, was one of the first online schools in the U.S. and offered economically and systematically all high school courses required for graduation. FLOI provided foreign language teachers to more than 50 small rural Alabama public schools. Pacers Virtual Library, developed in collaboration with the Alabama Public Library Service, was the first virtual library in Alabama. It connected public schools and public libraries in several Alabama counties. Pacers' innovative activities have continued through extensive work in science-related projects, agriculture, passive solar greenhouse, gardening, agriculture program first initiated at Florilla High School and now operational in all but one of the Pacers schools. All have gardens, most of which are school and community supported. Pacers community documentation programs are ongoing and unique evident rural community documentation in Alabama. Collection of Pacers songs, recitings, and videos are hosted at the Smithsonian Institute, collaboration with Auburn University and the Alabama Department of Archives and History has extended beyond programs capacity, has extended program capacity and underscores its importance. Pacers program have consistently an entrepreneurial dimension and have had important economic impact in rural Alabama, especially in relationship to internet technology and applications. Let's see here. Researchers from Norway, Scotland, and Australia have studied Pacers programs. President Pacers and the Kettering Foundation are conducting a study of the Pacers growing projects, including garden and greenhouse agriculture, to determine their potential for developing community education support groups. Pacers has received funding from the private foundation of the Appalachian Regional Commission and the Alabama Legislature. Significant contributions from communities and schools, especially for the leadership of many teachers. It has partnered with the University of Alabama, Auburn University, and state agencies. Pacers members in 2014-15 are Beatrice, CFCS High School, Florilla High School, Red Level Elementary School, Campillo Community, Packers Bend, Monroe Intermediate School, Petlala Elementary School, Section High School, Stevenson and Stevenson Elementary School. For more information about Pacers, you can contact Jack Shelton at admin@pacersinc.org. All right. So important information for you. All organizations has a website. At present time, Mr. Fred Fluker, our media person, is in the process of constructing a new website. and that should be up and running soon. Our conference in Montgomery was concluded today around 2 p.m. It was called Showing Off, Pacers Annual Conference, April 29, 2015. It was held at the Alabama Department of Archives and History, Montgomery, Alabama. And Steve Murray, the director of Alabama Department of History and Archives, through the Alabama History and Archives Department, has allowed Pacer to hold its last two conferences there. And they are entering into a longer collaboration in which all of the Pacers' papers, artifacts, movies, videos, documentaries, all the newspaper, all the items that which Pacers has been involved in for the past two decades will be archived there at the Alabama Department of History and Archives there in Montgomery, Alabama, which is a great stride for the viability and the getting information in regards to in regards to the Pacers organization. Our session began last night with a board meeting. Our board members, executive director is Dr. Jack Shelton. Our president of the Pacers board is yours truly, Freddie Howard. Mary Howard is the executive secretary. Ms. Betty Madison from Monroe Intermediate is a board member. Mr. Jack McClellan is a board member. Mr. Gary Burton, from Pitt Lawler. Mr. Guy Massey, Ms. Gay Massey is our treasurer. Jay Lamar is a board member. She's also on the History and Archive Commission for the Bicentennial for the state of Alabama. Jenny Ward is our newest consultant, and she is taking on the task of writing agroscience applied curriculum for the Alabama to tie in with the Alabama course of study on the agroscience. That's Ms. Jenny Ward. She is from Florella, Alabama, and she's the manager of the Florella fishery there. Ms. Jennifer Adams, Dr. Adams, is out of the University of Auburn. She is head of the media, photography, movies, videos, things like that. Jennifer Mosley from Campfield, Alabama, has been with Pacers for over 20 odd years as well. Mr. John Walker, a retired NASA engineer and scientist. I just said Jay Lamar as well. Also, Patsy People from the Florella chapter, Sharon Dye, Steve Dern. These are board members and consultants. Also, Mr. Andy Getz, who is a well-known photographer, and he is as well part of the Pacer board, well, consultant, and he's periodically present at the board. There were awards given out today. One was given to yours truly, Freddie Howard, for our work in the initiation and building of the latest greenhouse, state-of-the-art greenhouse here at D.F. Shields High School here in Beatrice, Alabama, which was a tremendous task. And we really want to thank Mr. Edward Moore, who came on in the last year or two as a volunteer along with me. Several students here in the Beatrice area from D.F. Shields High School, a former student at D.F. Shields High School, as well as the city of Beatrice, which we used that track to thank to accomplish some tasks as well on building the greenhouse here at J.F. Shields. And in that greenhouse, we grow tilapia, we grow koi. We also have several bass and brims from the local pond here in Beatrice. well as we grow collard greens, turnip greens, mustards, carrots, string beans, not string beans, but English peas, cauliflower, strawberries, corn. We have not, this is a couple of items that we grew last year. We are working on squash this year as well. And we have distributed food over the past 3 years to nearly 170 families. We're encroaching on 200 families over the next over these 3 years of, since we've been in existence. We really want to thank, give a special shout out to the people here in Beatrice, to all the areas that have supported us. What we have been doing in the past, the food that have been harvested by the kids. Some of it went to the kids. We also have given food to cancer patients. We also have had food prepared in the local lunchroom here at Dale Seals High School. Ms. Diane Hales, the lunch director, has also prepared numerous meals as well from the Pacer Garden. And when this coming crop here is harvested, we go into the entrepreneurship phase of it, where the students here at GFCS High School will embark on a project of harvesting, cleaning, preparing for sale and distribution, as well as going out into community, canvassing the community for sales for gardening products. That students will maintain his records, his sales, and the resources that he returned that money to the Pacer treasurer. The newest trend that we're going to be working on in the coming weeks is that the DFCS students will form their own offices. They will call it a Pacer Club. I don't know what else they might call it. They might, but anything, something related to Pacer in regards to what we've been doing in growing the fishery. The kids plant seeds of all types, they determine germination. They have also been studying what it takes to keep fish alive, the acidity, toxicity, and noxiousness of the water that makes it inhabitable for fish to live in, all kinds of things that they're learning. They begin to learn some scientific things that chemistry that they will not be able to study until they get around about the 11th or 12th grade. They're getting it now in the third grade. That is through compliments of Miss Jenny Ward from Forella, who was had entered into a collaboration with Forella, which initially began with Mr. Moore and I traveling to Forella several months back and helping them install solar exhaust fans, as well as a filtering system in their greenhouse as well. They returned to us this April the 8th, and we engaged in the projects of building 3 raised beds. We also embarked on a new mixture for growing food, which is vermiculite, peat moss, and compost, a very light ingredient compared to dirt, and is much better than dirt, and grows food as well also. And it's called Mel's Mix from a book about gardening, and we have tried that. And that is being also instituted, put in place at Forella High School as well. But anyway, Stevenson, Pitt Lawler section. Today we were blessed with the students at Section High School singing the song Alabama My Home, as well as their song written about Section called Sexton. And we had an outstanding time today at the Archive Center there in Montgomery. The students from Sears Travel in collaboration with Monroe Intermediate, Ms. Betty Madison, their school supplied the bus Mr. Edward Moore and his wife also traveled. They trailing the bus up. I was the one to return with the bus. We had an outstanding time of support with the children here at Monroe Intermediate, as well as JFC. And when it comes to the presentation, all of the schools were outstanding, outstanding. Monroe Intermediate, Packers Bend, I'm telling you, if you had been in that auditorium when they made their presentation, it got your attention. You sat on the edge of your seat. You saw a student design, put together movie that is ready for national media anywhere in the world. That was a powerful presentation. Florella also followed with a powerful one. JFC is the actors here. It was an outstanding day of students with media and camera and writing and photography. For kids that age from the grades of third through 7th through 9th through 12th, awesome, awesome indeed. You should be seeing a lot of their pictures on media sources such as Facebook, as well as Ms. Jennifer Adams posted some pictures. In fact, while I'm talking here now, I'm going to go to our Pacer page and see if anybody posted any pictures yet. Ms. Howell took some pictures. When I got back, I had my camera on my side, and I did not take any pictures, and I regret that. There was a lot of activities that I could have taken today, but I had my hands full with other things. But we are going to perhaps get some pictures and post them from Ms. Jenny Ward, Ms. Dr. Adams from Auburn University, as well as my wife, Mary. And I'm on Facebook now, and here are some of the pictures that are posted. And he says, and after the Pacer conference on Tuesday night, the Pacer conference on Wednesday, we came home and then a visit to one of our church members. This is where we had traveled. Just as we got in the door, my wife and I took part in going down to a lady that we all knew and grew up as Miss Wesley, to visit her in her home and sing and minister to her, and we had a powerful time today. That's after we do. In fact, we hadn't even got in the house when the church bus drove up, and we in turn traveled down to to her home to minister to her with the other church ladies, and we had a great time, Miss Irene Wesley. Anyway, let's go down here and see that Miss Howard paste any the pictures today in the Pacer chapter website. One thing we want you to remember and remind you of is that Pacers is a powerful organization supporting children and education here in Alabama. This is Jennifer Ward. I got some of the markers also nice enough to talk at the same time, but let's talk a little bit. Florida High School makes a video presentation showcasing aquaculture and gardening projects. Okay. Sexton High School students sang Sexton, Sexton, Sexton. The song was written several years ago by Larry Long and Sexton students. Powerful stuff. Petzala teachers discussed the renovation of their community garden and their new greenhouse. Dr. Jennifer Adams posted these pictures here. DFC students discuss the Beatrice chapter, the community garden and greenhouse. Powerful information here. Our students here from SEAL did an outstanding job. Jennifer Adams also posted a Monroe Intermediate School produced a video to explain their PACES project. Ms. Jean Moller discussed Camp Hills Community Project. Stevenson Elementary student speaks about their community gardening as well. Alabama My Home, a song was played as well. Larry Long, thank you for keeping the song alive. Moved me greatly to watch and listen to. So many memories of hard work, friendship, and vision brought to life in PACES with gratitude. That's Jennifer Allison. PACES conference kicked off with section high school students singing Alabama My Home. All right, we all join in. Ms. Howard also posted pictures of our last community meeting on the 27th out here at James Hills High School, where we had prepared for the children hot dogs and sausage. And we also elected a treasurer, which is Mr. Moore. We also elected a vice president, which is Mr. Calvin Wright. He also works at the school there at James Hills High School. Four Wheelers and Shields student pair and raised beer gardens. That was the project here in our collaboration with Florella High School. And the latest also from yours truly here, PACES Florella Beatrice Shields Leaving Learning Collaboration on April the 8th, as I spoke of earlier, 2015. PACES students, teachers in third grade class test water quality for temp, alkalinity, and ammonia. Powerful things going on in the process of learning through school, through PACES, and our programs here in place to help with kids. And then before I leave again, I want to read again from Dr. Shelton some important information in regards to PACES. I read it at the beginning of the broadcast, but I will do it again here in just a moment. What I'm going to do is I am on the Facebook page, our PACES Facebook page. If you'd like to go to the PACES Facebook page, go www.facebook.com/groups and type in PACES. P-A-C-E-R-S, P-A-C-E-R-S. That's www.facebook.com/groups 33-63-63-13-0447. We had an outstanding time today with all of the chapters collaborating. And one of the new type trends that is taking place with PACES is the process, whereas local, usually when we go to the conference, there's a wealth of information gained and knowledge gained, and as we see what these chapters do, and we gain knowledge and make notes and prepare. But the new thing that we're doing now, each chapter, such as like J.F. Shields and Monroe Intermediate Package Bend, which you are close together here in this county, we collaborated on documentation and filming and video photography. We also collaborated on greenhouse and gardening. We also collaborated with Florella High School out of Florella, Alabama, on gardening, raised bed gardening, fishery, and all of the items that each chapter project that they are involved in. The teachers, the students, and the community collaborated in cooperation with our consultants, Mr. Walker, John and Dorsey Walker, in regards to the learning process and improving the lives of the kids through learning and preparing them to live a life where they can raise their own food, where they can engage, go into entrepreneurship, and things like that. PACES is an association of small rural Alabama public schools and communities. For more than two decades, it has developed and implemented educational programs and approaches that have linked learning to places. Linked learning to places. In other words, in local community, you learn right there in your community about the history. That's where they come in with the documentation section. And Florella, they did an outstanding job in interviewing some of the older citizens in that community on historical things and the aspects of how coming up and how the impact of life on them. Pacer's work has been recognized nationally and internationally. Pacer's, in conjunction with the Alabama State Department of Education, established the Alabama Online High School. Established the Alabama Online High School. That's a place where, as in Alabama, if you have a school that is so far out that you, and the student enrollment is of such that you can't have all of the required Alabama courses of study taught at that school, you can get the full range of Alabama courses taught. And learn via the internet, and that's what it's about. Alabama Online, AOHS, Alabama High Schools Online. The Foreign Language Outreach Institute, that's where you teach foreign language via the internet. Like high schools require that you have foreign language courses. If there's not a teacher there, you can get that on through the Alabama Foreign Language Online school. In the U.S. offer economically and astronomically all kinds of high school courses required for graduation. FLO provided foreign language teachers to more than 50 small rural Alabama public schools. This is us at our inception, at our beginning. I remember as an early member of Pacers, wiring J.F. Shields, Packers Bend, Beatrice Elementary, all of the school when the internet began to be used in school, the Pacer Corporation, we went to schools and we in turn wired many schools in Alabama for the internet. It was a powerful thing for us to do. And it was a creative and innovative beginning for Pacers as well. Pacers' innovative activities have continued through its extensive work in science-related projects, aquaculture, passive solar, greenhouse, gardening, agriculture programs first initiated at Florella High School are now operation in all but one of the Pacers schools. Let me make a note to that. Pacers at Florella High School, has been in existence for over 20 years. That's two decades plus. And they have an outstanding fishery program there under the direction of Miss Jenny Ward, as I said before, who is writing a course of study in agri-science that is possible to be implemented throughout the state of Alabama. We hope that we will embarking on this process and writing a core curriculum that will be tested, field tested at some of the several Pacer schools in the state of Alabama, like Beatrice, Pikers Bend, Florella section, and others, to fine tune it to the acquisition that it will be useful for students getting credit that are involved in Pacer projects of fisheries and gardening and the greenhouse and solar labs and all of that type of learning be applied as a credit for high school students through agri-science. All have gardens, most of which are schools, community supported. Pacer community documentation programs are ongoing, unique. Now, that's one of the things that we're going to be taking on here in Shields. That is documentation of the elderly and photography and videography with young kids doing interviews and things like that. We have conducted some interview testing there in the library with Dr. Jennifer Adams from Auburn University as well. And also coming up will be students from GFC is traveling to Auburn to their media television studio for production of a state-of-the-art video media program for the PACER Corporation, which will be distributed throughout the United States as well. Also, rural community documentation as well, where you interview the elders of your community, as well as some of the young people as well. Collection of PACER songs, recitals, and videos are housed at the Smithsonian Institute, collaboration with Auburn University and the Alabama Department of Archives and History has extended program capacity and underscores its importance. One of the things that is very important that we need to understand, GFCU's has been, Beatrice Elementary has been at the forefront of PACES for years, and we thank those that have contributed to that, Ms. Johnny Jones, Ms. Stallworth, several people, teachers here, Mr. Our newest members, Mr. Finch and Mrs. Finch, teachers here at the FCS High School, have contributed greatly to the PACER reinitiation being restarted here at the FCS High School. PACER programs have had consistent and entrepreneurial dimension, and that is what we will be going through here at JFCs in the next coming weeks with the produce that are being harvested from this year's spring garden. PACER program has a consistent and entrepreneurial dimension that was well done over at Packers Bend. Products, starter plants, seeds plants, and all those things were started by the kids, and they in turn sold them in the community, in turn returned that money to the treasury. Important things so forth learning. Yawn is about 15 minutes after 12 in the studio. We were late coming on the air tonight. We came on right around just about 11:30 or so, or thereabout. And we had problems with the internet, Wi-Fi connections here, and we were able to get online at about 11:30 or so. Sometimes you run into problems, but you have to overcome those problems. That's what it's all about. We also have engaged here at PACER with researchers from Norway. They have some here coming here and visit here at J.F. Shields and sat down and had great conversations about PACER and the effect of PACER in this community as well. Norway, Scotland, Australia have studied PACER's program. President of PACER and the Kettering Foundation are conducting a study of the PACER growing project and so forth, garden, greenhouse, agriculture, to determine their potential for developing community education and support group. One of the things I want to mention, the home that was built by PACER here in the early 70s and 80s, across from GFCU's High School, which was a source of income for the Monroe County Board of Education for years, was destroyed by fire several weeks ago. And the home was presently had been sold by the Board of Education to Mr. Nettles, and Mr. Nettles in turn, I believe, had sold it to Ms. Tammy Starwars and their family, and the fire occurred some weeks or two ago, destroying the home, which was years of labor and learning and so forth as the local citizens here in Beatrice. One young man, several young men, I know one in particular who was involved in the construction of that home, has his own welding business here in Beatrice as a result of the training that he learned through PACES. Okay, let us move on. Let's see here. Got something else in my mind. Researchers Let me go to the studio right quick. Hold on just a minute. We are going to the studio right now. We are just coming. Like I said, we came on probably 40 minutes ago. We had about 30 minutes of live streaming time. And as we close some of these windows here and get ready to go to the studio, let's see here. Let's go back and see, can we get connected here? Hudson has received funding from a private foundation, the Appalachian Regional Commission, and the Alabama Legislature. Here lately, we have not received any money from the Alabama Legislature. We have been passed, funded and passed by the Appalachian Regional Commission. A significant contribution come from communities and schools, especially from the leadership of many teachers. It has prepared with the University of Alabama, Auburn University, and state agencies. PACES members currently now Beatrice Jefferson High School, Florella High School, Red Level Elementary School, Camp Hill, Community, Packers Bend, Monroe Intermediate, Lala Section High School, Stevenson, Stevenson Elementary. And for more information, you can contact Mr. Jack Shelton, our Executive Director, admin, admin, at pacersinc.org. All right, let's go to the studio. And we do not have any live interviews or anything like that from today's 2 days conference, but we will be getting into that in the future. And we are going to scroll down our sound bank that we have here and see. I'm wondering, do I have the Larry Long CD uploaded? If we do, we're going to play it. But let's scroll down and see what we can play in regards to patient cooperation. Okay, that's in the old landmark. That's gospel music. All right. Spirit of Spirit. When we interviewed several days ago, Spirit of Spirit. Message gospel. Let's go on down here. More gospel music. We have a lot of music and information here. One program 50 years after Bloody Sunday. And speaking of that, let me find the song Alabama My Home. Song written several years ago. And it says, Alabama, my home. My father was a farmer picking cotton by hand, loading it on a wagon with news across the land. Alabama, my home. Alabama, my home. Alabama, my home. My father's great-grandmother came here when she was young. May the children of our children always have a world to love. Alabama, my home. Alabama, my home. Alabama, my home. From Helen Keller to Martin Luther King, to where we stand today, lift up your voice and sing, Alabama, my home, Alabama, my home, Alabama, my home. From the Civil War to Civil Rights, may this love for justice around this world with light. Alabama, my home, Alabama, my home, Alabama, my home. Through the work, many working for the common good, may the children of our children find the joy we knew they would. Alabama, my home. Alabama, my home. Alabama, my home. The present holds the future in the palm of our hand. May the children of our children live in a peaceful land. Alabama, my home. Alabama, my home. Alabama, my home. Through the years, through the work of many working for the common good, may the children of our children find the joy we knew they would. Alabama, my home. Alabama, my home. We repeated that verse. The words and music by Mr. Larry Long, which we read a few minutes ago from the post on our Pacers page, with youth and leaders of Buster Poker, Alabama, in partnership with Pacers. Larry Long, 2012, BMI copyright. All right, let's go on down here. Last night, we broadcast from Prattville, Alabama. We had posted all of the songs, the names of some of the songs from former JFCS High School band members and band songs that played at JFCS. We uploaded that as well. And tonight, we may play that, but we were looking for something in regards to Pacers. We also did the story and talked a great deal about Anthony Ray Hinton, which had spent over nearly 30 years on death row and had been released from prison at Hogan Prison Death Row. Anthony Ray Hinton, we're hoping that we will be in contact with him. We had promised him that we would get the word out about his incarceration and subsequent release. And we hope that, in all honesty, that we are able to engage with him and bring in Mr. Ministry, Mr. Anthony Ray Hinton, to Tabernacle Baptist Church and Beatrice, to Morning Star, to the local churches here. A life story of a man who was wrongfully convicted and sentenced to death on the Alabama death row. But some nearly 30 years later, he's out and is a free man at this very moment. That's a triumph of justice. All right, as we continue looking here, the Devorah Clark, spirit-filled songs about Israel. We had a great interview with her several months back. As we stroll down, gospel music. JFC is where we caught a couple of gospel music with the advertising for the JFC upcoming event May the 8th at night, which is the Grand Athletic Reunion. We also did the Gospel USA magazine. We're going to be doing that CD coming in the coming days as well, and talking about the current copy of the Gospel USA magazine. Let's see here. I just had it. But anyway, it's a new book out, Gospel USA magazine. It's somewhere here in this office, see if you look around. But we'll get to that in a minute as well. Also, let's see. We were looking for something to play in regards to. We also had an interview that was taken on NPR. National Public Radio with James Wheeler, president of Fix University. And that was an interesting program as well, talking about historical black colleges. All right, let's scroll down. Immigration thoughts and more. We also did a program, Lebanese security forces have detained a wife and son of Islamic State. We also add Low Rush music as well. We also have here Martin Luther King programs, some of them were recorded, which is 50 years after the Martin Luther King event. All right. We also have President Barack Obama's speech there at the Edmund Pettus Bridge. All kinds of good things here. Songs for the Grand Athletic Reunion, May the 8th through the 9th, 2015 at JFCS High School. We call this the Detroit Mix. All right. Okay. Sylvia Frederick, we also have some of her music. The Choral Arts Society there in Washington, D.C. We also have his music as a contribute, as it contributes to Martin Luther King's legacy and heritage. We also have The Old Time Way, Reverend Gilbert Patterson. Powerful information. Supreme 7 in Jacksonville, Florida. That's Ms. Watkins, who is the person that is responsible for that music as well. All right. We have about probably 20 minutes of recorded time left. And I don't have a song uploaded for Paces. I thought I had one on the Mr. Larry Long, but evidently I don't have it uploaded. I'm going to have to upload it and put it in our inventory. It's in our inventory normally, but we don't have it uploaded here for the program. I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to see, can I get in touch with on Facebook, Ms. Deidre Odoms. Let's see, can I get in touch with her? I know it's late and it's probably school day. She may be on Facebook and she may not. Let's see, can we find her right quick? Let's go back to the regular pages and inbox Ms. Deidre Odom and see can we get her attention. Oh, here's some more pictures. Ms. Howard has pasted, added 31 new photos from the album Paces 2015 Conference with Heather Purcell. That's Mr. and Mrs. Moore. At the Alabama Department of Archives and History. We have shots of Mr. Moore. You have shots of me, of my sister, Ms. Carter. And we have Dee Dee letting her know that she appreciates these pictures. Let's take a look at some of the history and archives pictures that are posted here by Ms. Mary Howard. We have a picture of the auditorium there in Montgomery, fine facility. I have me going up to accept the reward, an award. Okay. More pictures, Mr. Moore. All right, he's instrumental as Miss Carter, our teacher there, and as well as section teacher, Mr. Finch, Mrs. Finch, rather. All right. We have a shot of the conference. Also, more pictures of the conference and those present at the conference. Shields, Ms. Finch with the Mr. Finch as well. We're going to post some of these pictures along with this broadcast here as well. We have Dr. Shelton giving me an award for a pace of work. All right. Have me accepting the award and getting a little emotional as well in regards to thanking those that have supported and helped us. Also, an award for the Walker brothers, John and Dorsey Walker, a shot of Dr. Shelton. Okay. Also, the kids at Section Singing, Stevenson. Miss Jean Mosley, Campfire Paces Community Chapters, Petaluma, that pays the JFC pitches as well. Great posting by Ms. Howard, and we hope you get an opportunity to go on Facebook and take a look at the pitches. Okay, let me go back to the studio. A lot of great pitches, 35 pitches, in fact, the auditorium where we met at the Department of History and Archives there in Montgomery, Alabama. Okay. I'm trying to think of something. Immigration 2014. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to run Sears' May 8th and 9th advertisement for the Grand Reunion coming up here at D.F. Sears High School on May the 8th and 9th. Stay with us as we continue here on House of Gossip Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Freddie Howard. Stay with us as we continue on House of Gossip Blog Talk Radio. Having problems with our internet, so stay with us as we continue here on House of Gospel Blog Talk Radio. We're having problems with the internet, not playing the song that we had planned on playing. Stay with us, and we are going to see can we get that rectified. Let's go back. We want to run the ad.
And good evening.
Good
evening. Good evening. Good evening. And welcome
Grand
to the
Grand
Athletic Reunion. Blog Talk Radio.
Here on
from 231 6th Avenue here in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama.
Let's scroll down until we find
that. We want to welcome you to our program. Let us go to the throne. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. But thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. All right, let's catch up on what's been happening around here in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama. We have been talking about Reverend Cindy.
Hello, my name is John T. Stamps III.
evening, good evening. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to House Sipadan Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Coming to you from 231 6th Avenue here in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama. We want to welcome you to our program. Let us go to the throne. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. All right, let's catch up on what's been happening around here in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama. We have been talking about Reverend Orlando Gandy and Sylvia, First Lady Sylvia Gandy's anniversary. That's going to be coming up soon. We'll keep running that until that takes place. So you stay tuned for that. That's going to be at Tabernacle Baptist Church where Reverend Otis Dion Culliver Jr. will be bringing the anniversary. Also, down at Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church in Beatrice, Natchez, Alabama, Minister Trent Presley celebrates first anniversary for Pastor Trent Presley, Sunday, March the 22nd, 2015 at 3 p.m. At Sunday, March the 22nd, Boldly Standing for Christ, Pastor Ethel Williams, guest speaker, Pastor of Tabernacle of Praise Church in Selma, Alabama. Minister of Ceremony will be Miss Connie B., Gospel Radio Station 104.3 in Montgomery, Alabama. For more information, contact Shirley Anderson at 251-362-0595. As Minister Trent Presley's his first year anniversary at Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church down in Natchez, Alabama. That'll be Sunday, March the 22nd, 2015 at 3 p.m. All right, let's talk about a few more things that are happening around here in the big city of Beatrice around D.F. Shields High School. Now, on January the 22nd, we had the Pacer Corporation, Dr. Jack Shelton, and the people from Kettering Foundation to come into J.F. Shields and do an interview with the students about the Pacer Corporation, the solar greenhouse, the growing the fish, the planting of the gardening, all kinds of things that are taking place there at J.F. Shields High School. And you can see on Facebook all of the pictures that were taken by Ms. Mary Howard. She's also secretary of the Pacer Corporation. And but anyway, that's what's been happening at the school. Go on to Facebook and see some of the pictures. We're going to post some of the pictures along with this program here. So you stay tuned and keep up with us there insofar as what's happening with Pacers there at J.F. Shields High School. Also, Mr. Salter has started a fund raiser for schools there at J.F. Shields, for the school at J.F. Shields. You can find that also on Facebook as well. That's Dr. Salter. So as we continue here on House Sipadan Gospel Blog Talk Radio, we have some information on that as well. That's Dr. Salter's J.F. Shields High School giving page. And it says, welcome to the Donors Choose .org giving page, and that page is www.donorschoose.org Donors View Challenge, and we hope you will support J.F. Shields High School at Dr. Salter's J.F. Shields High School living page. We're going to have that page posted on the show page as well. All right, let's look at what's happening with the Illumina Association. Let's get into that and let's see about that announcement. This is a public service announcement. All of J.F. Shields Monroe County Training School's Alumni Association, J.F. Shields High School, former athlete of Monroe County Training School, J.F. Shields, please contact our inbox, Ms. Mary V. Howard at printmom.com. That's her email address. You can contact her on Facebook as well. And Send us your information and bio information. If you're a former athlete from the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s and 90s, all the way up to 2015, if you're a former athlete, if you played basketball, football, you ran track, you was in the band, you was a cheerleader. Band and cheerleaders is considered by the athletic high school athletic association as athletic events as well. But anyway, if you are a former athlete at JF Shields from the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, all the way up to 2015, contact me at housecgospel@yahoo.com, or you can also contact Mr. Dwight Howard at dwighteh1@aol.com, or you can also contact Mr. Moses Daly at moses.daly@gmail.com. All right. The JF Shields High School athlete from the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, all the way to 2015. Come one, come all. JF Shields Monroe County Training School Athletic Reunion Banquet, JF Shields High School, Beatrice, Alabama, May the 8th and the 9th, 2015. JF Shields High School Monroe County Athletic Reunion. I was with the coach at W.R. Everett, Friday to 2 p.m. Meet and greet registration is 5 to 4 p.m. Old school hoop fest, $5 admission, Friday at 6 p.m. Athletic reunion banquet, black tie fair now, $25 admission, Saturday at 6 p.m. Come out and see athletes of the decade, undefeated teams, champions, coaches, cheerleaders, band members, and players of the past. Also, they are in the process of establishing a JF Shields Foundation. You can find us all over Facebook. We want you to be a part of that. So give us a call at area code 251-362-1935. Area code 251-362-1935. And let's talk about and get information about the JF Shields Grand Reunion. Or you can also contact Mr. Dwight Howard at 334-745-7293. Or you can contact him at 4702 Pebble Shore Drive in Opelika, Alabama, 36804. Now, here's some very important information for you. We need you to be aware of that. If you are a former athlete at JF Shields High School, call this number, area code 251-362-1935, or send your bio information, that is the year that you played, your coach, also what position you played, and the year that you played high school basketball, football, baseball, or anything like that. And get it to us, and we are in the process of making a large booklet of all athletes that have been a part of JF Shields' high school legacy. All right. Great information for you now. And I have a couple other items that I'm going to be showing to you, and we'll be right back in a minute. Okay, you stay with us, and we're going to go play some music for you now, and you enjoy the rest of the program. We hope that we have provided some information to you that will be helpful in your decision about what you do. We'll talk about the history of Alex. We also gave you some investigative information in regards to Alex. We also talk about everything you wanted to know about voter ID laws, some key information that'll be helpful for you in your walk here. So stay with us as we continue here on Housey Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I'm better than more than I can bear.